Mr. Speaker, this amendment to recommit provides for jurisdiction, service of process, and discovery in Y2K actions brought against corporate defendants located outside of the United States. It's based on the same amendment I offered on the product liability bill in another Congress, which twice passed the House by overwhelming bipartisan votes. Currently, my amendment responds to a couple of problems. It is inordinately difficult for United States citizens and businesses to bring legal actions against foreign defendants to obtain compensation for harm inside the United States. We correct it with this motion to recommit. We respond to the problem first by creating a nationwide context test. Whenever a foreign defendant is sued in federal court, if it knew or reasonably should have known that its conduct would cause harm in this country. This type test has repeatedly been upheld by the federal courts and is a part of the law in the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. The second thing the amendment would do is provide for worldwide service of process. Presently, a major problem with service is that each of our states requires different and varying methods of process. Uniform worldwide service of process will fix this problem and is consistent with other federal laws, including the Clayton Act and securities laws, permitting service wherever the defendant may be found. Third, my amendment ensures that the foreign persons are subject to the same rules of discovery as our own citizens and corporations when they are sued for wrongdoing. This is a particular problem in the context of Y2K litigation. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, the percentage of foreign-made computer components in U.S. computers was as high as 65%. The most recent information supplied by the Commerce Department predicts Asian computer suppliers have now announced their intentions to wrest control away from U.S. rivals and pose a challenge in high-performance computer systems and PCs. If they succeed, the very least we can do is make sure they're subject to the rules of our legal system. So with a record trade deficit last year of $165 billion, a deficit last month of $20 billion, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, can no longer afford to favor foreign defendants in court. Please join us on both sides of the aisle in voting for this important amendment.